Gracious Lord, we thank you tonight for your grace that has gathered us in your house. We bless you, O God, for being with us since the beginning of the week. Thank you, Lord, for joining mercies for those who travel. Thank you for your watchful eyes upon students and workers in business with you. Lord, save delivery to your daughter that put to bed, healings for the sick and the afflicted. Thank you for your blessings, both spiritually and physically. We are grateful to you. We thank you, God, for the worship service, the hymns and the choruses that have been sent to praise your worthy name. We ask, Lord, that our worship be acceptable unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Be with us tonight as you open your word, Lord, shortly, and then go into prayers. Pray that you bless the service, and Lord, draw us closer unto you, increase our faith. Help us, O living God, that what you ask tonight we will receive. I will go back home with assurance in our heart that our petitions have been granted. There be anyone on their way coming, may you bring them here safely. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. While we remain standing, let's turn in our Bible to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 16. We read from two places in the book of Genesis, and then just maybe when we read the first place, you can then have your seat. Genesis 16 from verse 1 to 14. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abraham, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abraham, My wrath be upon thee, I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abraham said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thy hand, do to her as it pleased thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. The angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return unto thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. The angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, thy shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For he said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Baal-hazor. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. You can please be seated. Genesis 21. We read from verse 9. To 20. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous. in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread, and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were, a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him, and lifted up her voice, and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. The angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, what ail thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad, where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Well, we'll just read just a couple of quotes, and then go into prayers. The two places we read has given us the scriptural background of how Hagar came into the picture and also her exit. So I want to bring a thought out of it as we listen to the prophet. We read first from Jehovah Jireh that was preached in 1959, April 17th. Jehovah Jireh 1959, April 17, from verse 25, paragraph 25 and 26. And the old title, the little exhortation, Bia Laharoi. I want you to notice a little story here. When Hagar, how she must have thought the misbehavior of Sarah and of Abraham. That lovely couple that lived together, the sweethearts of the Old Testament. And all of a sudden, the attitude of Sarah changed. And Abraham did not want to cast the child away. But the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, do as Sarah has said. Then Hagar, how she must have fed that morning when she took a baby, a son of Abraham, and a bottle of water, and a little basket of bread on top of her head, that young Egyptian woman, and went out into the wilderness, and the water was all spent. And the baby started crying for water. And she took the little fellow and put him under a bush, and went a bush shop, 150 years or something, and knelt down and began to cry. She couldn't stand to hear the baby crying for water and dying in that condition. But remember, the Bible said that the Lord had the child. Why? He is a seed of Abraham. God hears the cry of the children of Abraham. And if you are in Christ tonight, you are Abraham's seed. He never had Hagar. He is the mother. She is very religious, but he never had her. The covenant wasn't with that. That is not with her. It was with Abraham's seed. Amen. Hagar also cried, but God didn't hear her voice. And I'm sure that if a child cry and mother cry, the voice of the mother will be louder, isn't it? Because of age and strength. But the Bible, we read it together.
We read the Bible together, and also the prophet repeating is that God didn't hear the cry of Hagar, though she cried, but he heard the cry of Ishmael being Abraham's seed. Let's read from Remembering the Lord, December 9, 1962, from paragraph 47 to 50. I can think of the remembrance of the Lord again as a place of refreshment in the word called Beer Laharoi, which means in the Hebrew tongue, the well of him that liveth and seeth me. Hagar misunderstood, yet in the line of duty. Now, Hagar came to this family legally. She came in there legally because whether they requested for her or she applied, anyhow, she became their handmaid. And while she was in that place, she kept her position. Not like the current maid that we read of in the paper and things today, that want to overtake the mistress and become the madam of the family. She definitely was dressing fine at home, not exposing her thighs so that the man can see, or removing her top so that the man can see. Or when maybe when Mama Sarah had gone out, then she began to shake her bubble matin before Abraham, and then so that Abraham can be enticed. Hagar behaved herself because there was no bad record about her until the request came from her mistress that she should leave her room and come to the master's bedroom. It was a family decision. The woman suggested and the man approved. So it was legal all through. She didn't do anything illegally. And then from that she became pregnant. And then things changed. Well, the Bible said that the mistress was despised in her eyes. Well, that is one thing that is one minus for her. We don't know the level of the despise, of being despised, her despisement, Sarah. Whether, I don't know. You know, when women get pregnant nowadays, which I think it has been from the cause, they cannot be active as a maid, normally. And whatsoever. But we don't know the extent of that. Let's leave that. Let's listen to the prophet. Hagar misunderstood, yet in the line of duty. Misunderstood, misjudged, and was cast out. With no place to go, with a perishing child. And the water was spent in the bottle, and the little fellow was crying. And only a mother's heart would know what it meant to hear that cry for water, as his little tongue swelling and his lips parched, and a baby weakening every time, cast out right in the line of duty, no place to go. She had done without herself, that is, she has been without water, just rationing the water for the boy now, till she squeezed the last drop over the little parching lips, and then the body was dry, and she laid it down and started up. And the little fellow screaming for water, and he got weaker and weaker, and her only child. No doubt, but what our innocent heart will cry out, oh God, what have I done? What have I done? And she couldn't stand to see the child die in her arms. So she laid him under a bush, and she went about a bow shot, probably 100 years or more, and seen a little tree, and she knelt down, and there she began to weep. For she wondered, why? If she did what was right, why should this thing come upon her? Many times we think that of our sickness and afflictions, See, but maybe it's all done to show grace and mercy. And while she thought, she had the little faint cries as they finally faded out for water. Maybe the last strength the baby could have to cry. Then she couldn't, no strength to cry again. And you could imagine what would follow. Then she had a voice speak and said, "Why weepest thou? What are you weeping for?" And she looked up, and she saw the well bubbling up. What a spring of refreshment. Biala Haroi. I may have that pronounced wrong. B-double-E-R-L-A-H-A-I-R-O-I. Which means, the well of him that liveth and seeth me. Him that can't die, make it sedic. El Shaddai. Him that liveth and seeth me. Knowing my needs, he has remembered me. And there he remembered me as I remembered him. And I know that he liveth. And he has sprung up here in the desert. This way. Amen. Let's go to the next Remembering the Lord, 1963. January 22, from paragraph 102 to 104. So was Agar misunderstood. And she had a child, little Ishmael. That was the fruit of her womb from a legal marriage to her husband Abraham. The marriage was legal because, as the prophet will say down here, that polygamy was legal in those days. It was legal. It was right. She didn't overtake the mistress. She didn't do anything to snatch the husband. It was normal. And she was a slave girl. And she had been given by her mistress, Sarah, to Abraham, to wife. Which polygamy was legal in them days. And she lawfully had married the man because she had been given to him. She had bore the child, just what their hopes was. There is nothing the woman had done out of the way, and yet misunderstood by her mistress, and put out into the wilderness to die. What a place to be. You need to be there one time. You need to be in a condition one time when you will look up and think, what have I done? And maybe you look left and right, you cannot really pick out anything, front and back, you can't see anything. And yet things are not working fine. This woman was at the point of losing her child, and she herself will follow in death. All that was given to her was little bread, which definitely that bread, I don't care how big the bread will be, in 2-3 days they will finish it. If they don't finish it, it will spoil. Then with a bottle of oil, let it be a keg, safe. Let it be a jerry can of 25 liters, because there is no record that she has a mule that she is going to ride. Put the loads on top. These are things that she could put on her shoulder. So it was not much. And to what matters, it may be in dry season. Because the way the desert was described, it was so dry. And in that condition, consider how many liters you yourself you drink at this time per day. If you are so thirsty, you take a bottle of Ferragolis and turn it like this. It might empty before you put the bottom down. When there is serious thirst. In this kind of a condition, the woman was going and she would be thinking of how she started her life. She was given back to by some parents. Somebody gave back to her. And whether they were not able to make ends meet in their family and she has to go and do maid work or whatsoever, and she has to become a maid. And at first, she believed that she is now in heaven. Because seeing the prophet told us here in the place we read that these are sweethearts of the Old Testament, Abraham and Sarah. So they were very lovely and fine and they would treat her just like themselves. But a time called that, so to say, she was promoted from a slave or handmaid to become wife now. He still look a little fine again. But from that, then she begin to descend. Things were not just working fine. Who don't know whether the way she looked at Sarah was the way Sarah interpreted it, and they say, see the way she looked at me. See the way she looked. And you know, women, if they want to deal with somebody, of course they will know how to do it. We are talking of women that are not Christians. So she fled. The first time she fled. That's what the Bible says. She picked speed and ran. She ran. And that time she was with pregnant. Pregnancy was inside her womb. She ran. Until the angel said, go back there and submit yourself. She came back. Finally, she gave birth. Then after that, the child was growing. Until even Isaac was born. And then we read it in there that Ishmael was mocking Isaac. Maybe Ishmael wants to claim that I'm the firstborn here. And here is Isaac, he's little. Maybe sometime we give him some knock on the head. Say, what is wrong with you? I've been here before you came. And Sarah know that this one is the child of promise. Abraham also know. But Ishmael too is his son. But Sarah said, see, this one is, they can't be here together. Which is correct. But the way she has to go this time around was not easy. Going with a young child and, you know, it was a very terrible situation. She must have think of herself, think of her life. As the prophet just paraphrased it a little here. That, and she lawfully had married the man because she had been given to him. She had bore the child, just what their host was. There is nothing the woman had done out of the way, and yet misunderstood by her mistress, and put out into the wilderness to die. What a place to be. And the water was spent from the bottle. Little Ishmael's throat was beginning to dry. He was crying for water. It got worse. And only mother's heart could hear that baby cry of a little parched lips in the desert somewhere of her only child. And feeling his little body drying out. And is drying. No water. Just rocks and sand, as you could look out here in the desert of Phoenix. Not a place, misunderstood, what a time. There she was, a slave girl to begin with, and I tried to act in the right way that she was supposed to act. She lived as decent as possible, the best that she could. And here, she's got the baby in her arms and is dying. And she was so sad. She laid it under a little bush and went about a bush shop. And she knelt down to pray. And there appeared a well. Oh man. The well of him that liveth and seeth me. Still stands today. It was put there some way. That well still stands as a memorial. We don't know where the well came out of. When she was thirsty and they couldn't see water. Just looking in her front to see a well. Where has this well been before? It's a question. Just like Abraham, when he was to go and offer Isaac as a sacrifice in obedience to God's instruction. And he got there, do everything, look everywhere to set the altar. The prophet said, there was no ram anywhere. Set the altar, gather stones all over the place, set the altar, tie the boy, talk to the boy. The boy surrendered himself. Then he took the knife to slay the boy in obedience to God's word. And then the angel of the Lord called him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, do the child no harm. Look into your front. This front, side, back, he has looked everywhere before. And there is nothing there. You see, there is one thing. When God come on the scene and point his finger and show a way and show the way out, and sometimes it do happen when things have reached the end. When things are normal, you don't see no miracle. When things are fine, you don't see no miracle. But when it gets to the peak, that's when miracles come. Because man's extremities is God's opportunities. When it has reached where human being can no more help, everybody will know that. That is why the word supernatural come out. Because the word supernatural, it is something that is more than natural. It is something that there is no solution that is possible in the realms of human being. That is what is called supernatural. When it will happen, everything natural has failed. It has ended. Nobody can do anything about the situation. Nobody can do anything. If it is hurt, the doctor will have failed. All medicine will have collapsed. Everything will have been gone. Like the woman in the scripture that we read of in the book of Luke with the issue of blood, the Bible said that she has spent all her living on the physicians and there was no improvement. Maybe if she have land, she will have sold. If she have property, she will have sold. If she have mules, she will have sold. If you follow the message of the prophet, you see some people also in some difficult situations like that. There was a couple that have to sell the only thing they have last, which was just a cow, to be able to go and find the prophet with the problem they have. They sold the cow, they made the journey, they got to the place. The first day, no effort, no way. The second day, no way. The third day, no way. It was the last day that they now got desperate and said, hey, we have sold all. So if we live here and this problem does not have solution, then we have said that is our end. At that desperate hour, God did something. If you look at some of the outstanding miracles in the ministry of the prophet, the people that are involved, that are concerned, they have reached the very end of their ability. They have done the last that could be done. And the next, after that one, if miracle does not happen, is just the end. That will just be. Then God will just come on the scene. Maybe that is when faith needs to go. And it is only for people. In here, we are looking one way at the seed of Abraham. Because this problem that Agar has, it was also linked to the seed of Abraham. That is what made our situation to actually have solution. Because the seed of Abraham is involved. God did not hear a cry. The Bible said, God had the child. And Abraham emphasized that it was the child that God had, not Agar. Even though the child may not really know how terrible the situation are, a little child doesn't know anything. He just knows that things are not fine. It's not comfortable and just crying. But Agar has her memory to think back, to scan. What have I, where did I miss it? Where did I do wrong? Did I offend these people? Did I not serve them right? Did I say I want a child? Did I say I want to become wife? And all those questions will come. And she will think of everything. And yet, in God's own design, she is to come in somewhere. When you look at the message, the sea shall not be held with the shock, you find out that Agar has a position. She has to be in the program for the thing to be called. Three women are needed, and she's the first one. And she has to be in the picture for God to have that perfect picture. It was not her making, it was God's design. And she entered into a problem that. So she just, no, she was, she said, this child, I don't want to use my eye. Or the child, carry my, the child in my hand like this, then the child will fall down and die. No. Let the child die on his own. Let me also say, I maybe also die here. Let everybody die separate. I don't want to see the death of the church. In the midst of it all, God moved on the scene. Irrespective of any situation that somebody may find himself. Because sometimes some problems may come, some need may arise. It may not necessarily be because you have done something wrong. It may not necessarily be because maybe you are taking wrong step or this or whatsoever, but it can just come for something to come out that only God knows. Maybe there must be a testimony somewhere. Maybe a miracle is needed. Maybe you have not had testimony for all this while, and God wants you to come and give one. All this while you have sat down, no testimony, no nothing. Just things are just rolling all the same like that one. And God needed you to also come and give a testimony. And for that testimony to come, some things must happen. So maybe tighten the bed somewhere. And then things become rough. And then you pray. If you pray small, small, maybe nothing happens. You will tighten it more. Then you increase the prayer. You pray, the prayer will increase a little. Maybe nothing still happens. You will tighten it more. Then you add fasting, join it. Then you now go into some serious desperation. Then you begin to quote the scripture. This is what you say in your word. This is what you have said in your word. Your word cannot lie. You are the one that made the promise. I did not put this promise there. You are the one that put it there. And I'm reading it and I know that your word is the truth. You must act by this one. When you get to that spot, then that is when something happens. God said, my glory I will share with no man. All the glory will belong to God, but the blessing will be yours as a child of God. If you are a seed of Abraham, he have his eye watching you. Oh, definitely he sees all situations, but most of the time, except things get to the peak, our faith is just, God will make a way. We sure know that God will make a way, but he has his principle. When he says, ask, you shall receive. You don't ask what you have. It is what you don't have, you ask. But when you still have, you don't ask. As somebody was saying that in US, their prayer request is not the type of our prayer request here. There is not much of prayer request of maybe joblessness. There are jobs. Only somebody may want a better job. And if you are working automatically, house, no, everything is inside. No, house will go when it's supposed to go, this and that, no vehicle. It's not much of pray for men that I'll be able to buy a car. No, for 5 years you are praying for a car. No, their own prayer request is not altogether like that. But they still have their own problem. They have their prayer requests. They have things they cry unto God for. Because as long as you are living on this earth, and as a child of God that cannot do all kinds of things, you will face challenges. There will be problems. There will be mountains to climb. So you will run into bitter water once in a while. But finally, you resort to go and cry unto God. Here, Agar cried. The boy cried. God had the boy, being a seed of Abraham. Then this well show itself. The well is there, but she was, maybe her eyes were withholding from it, or God just created it there, either way. But it came on the scene anyhow. There is a solution to the problem you have. Only that you have not seen it. And something must happen that will make you to see it. There is answer to the question you have. Only that you have not seen it. And something must happen. Something must drive. Maybe you have not come to this terrible situation that these ones are. Because this one now, their situation is bad. If you look at it, put yourself in that something. Supposing you are, you just find out that there is no place you can stay. You are just roaming to the wilderness. Like the brother that was kidnapped last week in Enugu from his workshop. I mean, from his restaurant. He was released that same night, but that's after parting with 400,000. Because they called them and said that you are giving 30 minutes before we slaughter him now. And when they were talking, they were giving him a lot of slapping and things. And he was not a young, he's a man that should be maybe over 70 now, around 70. They were beating him while he was talking with his with the people. He said that, well, I think they asked for 1.5 million. If you don't bring within 30 minutes now, 1.5 million, then you find the score somewhere where we'll drop it. And in those areas, really, they don't joke because there is, up to now, terrible killing goes on every day there. Before they call somebody and the person say, I beg, we'll get everything we can get now and send it to you now, release him, don't kill him. And he was able to negotiate for 400,000 and they send it. People have taken that job because it's easier than the old armed robbery. To go all night, go and be roaming here, you don't even know how much you will see in people's house. And you can only collect money, you cannot... And now people don't keep money in the house. So go and do armed robbery, go to the house and things like that, except they carry POS. And even the POS is traceable auto by... So nowadays, they find other means. Within few minutes, 400,000 have come out. And they think it's a good job. But for the one that is, may God be merciful, if one is in their hand for 10 minutes, you will know that this life, he has two sides. I'm telling you. Because it's easy for us to think of it or just talk about it, but when you face it in real sense, that no, they catch you. When they catch you, some people, they put some in the boot, close the boot, drag them to a place before they, so that they will not know the road. You stay inside the boot for about 30 minutes, where they are speeding and driving to some unknown destination. Sometimes they lie you down, put their leg on you, and so on and so forth. Then before, sometimes they will travel inside the wilderness sometimes, up to about 15 kilometers on foot. Some used to die as they are going, when they don't have the strength to continue again. So it's not a thing for joking. It's God that is merciful to us, that is protecting us this way. That side is one kind. I wouldn't know. Let's say you are not misunderstood. Things are running fine. But if you have a need and it's getting desperate and you don't see the way out, remember that there is somebody one time that also could not see solution in sight. And look up unto God that, except God come on the scene, this is the end of the road. And the angel descended. And the water came that gave life, that gave strength, that gave hope, that gave refreshment. And the rest of the journey, God even spoke about the child further, which means that you will not die in this wilderness. Life, there is still life ahead. It's Abraham that spoke about them here. We know Agar. We are not talking of the spiritual side now. Neither are we talking about Ishmael in the spiritual. We know the Ishmaelites and where they are, what they are doing, and the rest of it, because that's the other side of the prophecy. You will be a white child. His hand will be against everybody. Everybody's hand will be against him. That is what is going on now. And it will continue to the end. It will continue like that. They are terrible set of human beings. They are never appeased. And Abraham said that they are the hardest to be converted. They are descendants. Very tough. You don't, around their religion, you don't make any, like we used to have visitors here. Yeah, if they are the one, they just carry cutlass one day and chop off the head of the people. They don't, their own. Any small thing is blasphemy. And blasphemy should not live. Anybody that makes blasphemy is not free to live. But the real Ishmael, the first one, this is the first encounter that the boy had. God had him because he was a seed of Abraham. And the prophet is saying here that if you are a seed of Abraham, if you are a seed of Abraham, if you are in Christ tonight, you are a seed of Abraham. He never had Hagar, the mother. Though she's very religious, but he never had her. Hagar doesn't have covenant with that. It was with Abraham's seed that covenant is. And God is faithful to this covenant, to the seed of Abraham. So if you are a seed of Abraham tonight, and you have the privilege to call upon God tonight, God is ready to hear your cry if you will call upon him. That is only if you have a need. But if you don't have a need, then you pray for us that have need, that the Lord will supply our need. Let us bow our heads. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves into your hand. Lord, we are your children, your sons and daughters, the seed of Abraham. You have made this promise, O God, unto Abraham, our father. Lord, you said that you are going to bless his seed. You will establish them, and you will be an enemy to their enemy, an adversary to their adversary. You said that they will possess the gates of their enemies, their father. You said that in blessing, you will bless them. In multiplying, you will multiply them. Dear Father, we come on the basis of this word, or this promise tonight, Lord, to ask, O Jehovah God, for our pressing need, O God. You which you have told us to ask and we shall receive. Lord, some may have spiritual needs that are pressing and urgent. Some may have physical, some may have material, some may have financial, some may have health whatsoever. O God of heaven, your word says you are rich to them all that call upon your name. Dear Father, as we ask tonight, may we receive, O God. Take away doubt and unbelief, Father. Take away fear, Father. May our heart, O God, be solid on your promises, Lord, knowing that you are not a failure. You say you watch it over your word to perform it. Dear God, may you establish all your promises. Thank you, eternal Father. Bless, O God, this portion into our heart as we meditate on it, not only here, but Lord, all the time, O God, knowing that in whichever condition we may be, you are looking at us, Father. Because you are alive forevermore, Lord, you promise never to leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, we return our thanksgiving unto you, Lord, for this short time we have spent. Thank you for the scripture that we read, and also a portion of the comments of your prophet on those scriptures. Lord, Hagar is a woman that fulfilled a part of your program. So is Ishmael. But Lord, when they were in the line of duty and they run into problem and difficulty and they cry unto you, you heard the voice of the boy being the seed of Abraham. So are we tonight. And we have a better value even than that of Ishmael. We know that you have made promises concerning the seed of Abraham, especially with the royal seed. We have greater promises.
And you are not a failure. You are not a disappointment. Thank you, Lord, for all the requests that we have committed into your hand, both the written ones that were read and the ones on the projector. And Lord, the ones that we have as individuals, which we do commit to your hand all the time. You have hearing ears that you do listen to the cry of your people. You heard the cry of your children when they were in Egypt, and you came down to deliver them. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Up to now, you still hear the cry of your people. That which we have spoken to you tonight, you have heard. We pray that you give every one of us faith to believe your promises, to hold on to your promises, never to doubt, never to fear. Lord, never to, oh God, go with the same burden that we came in, but knowing that when we lay our burdens down, you told us to leave them at your feet. Help us to go with the right attitude of having expectation of their manifestation. Let it be there, Father. Bless each one that has come tonight. Grant all our requests and desires. All we have asked you, may they all turn to testimonies. Lord, when we go back to our homes, may we go with testimonies, Father. Want to remember our pastor again tonight? U.S., we pray that your grace and mercy will stand for him. Keep him strong and healthy. Protect him from every works of the enemy. Make use of him a channel of blessing to your people. All the services ahead of him, may you bless the services also. Our people that are in different countries, both the ones we mentioned, those that we do not mention, you know where all of them are, far and near. May your protection be upon them. May you keep them strong and healthy. Answer our prayers for them. Answer theirs for us also. Those who could not come in here tonight because of distance or some other reasons, we have to meet with their needs. Lord, thank you, gracious Father. We want to thank you once again for your daughter that you granted safe delivery to. Lord, on Monday we are grateful unto you. May your name be glorified. Dear Lord, we pray now that you strengthen the mother and the baby, and the rest of your daughters that are expecting, may you see them through, O God. Lord, when will come their time, Lord, may it be very simple, O Father. May both the child and the mother be strong and healthy. Thank you, eternal Father. The rest of the week is in your hand. May your grace that have brought us thus far, may you see us through, Lord. Be with the workers, business people, and students, O Father. Wherever Satan might be hiding to do one thing or the other, may you fall all his attempts, O Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. You brought us safely, take us back home safely. Give us a peaceful night's rest, Lord. If we will be pleasing unto you, we are still here by Sunday. When we physically gather here, we pray that one more time you will send forth your blessing upon our souls. Those traveling before the weekend, may you be with them. See them through and let the purpose of the journey be accomplished in righteousness. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Once again, the pastor sends his greetings. And then, Brother Ade will also send greeting. I don't know whether he's here. And I said, maybe we meet us before we close. I think he's not here yet. He sent his greetings. And I think I spoke with Brother Dele today. He also sent his greetings. I'm sure we all read the news I put on the notice. All of us are aware by now of safe delivery to Sister Kendi Abioye. I'm sure they should have been at home now because they're supposed to be discharged today. At home, okay, yeah. So, anyway, we have their number, so God bless you richly. try to remember something. Well, maybe by Sunday, we'll still have a visiting minister this month, but not this Sunday, but before the month ends. I don't know whether that will be the last for the year, we'll still have in December. But at least we have one this month. He's an old timer who has been here for a long time. So he discussed with the pastor when he came to Ibadan sometime this year, and they already have that agreement that he will come as soon as he can. And this month is when he will be able to come. So let's be in prayer that anytime he will come, God will make use of him to be a blessing to us. We thank God for joining mercies for those that went to Kaduna. You are welcome. God bless you. Shall we rise up? As we take this chorus, we go to our house. We sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise his name for the Lord. Hallelujah, sing unto the Lord.